A Vancouver flooring company discusses the process, benefits, and drawbacks of sanding and refinishing hardwood floors. Key points include: sanding and refinishing process. This involves sanding the top surface layer of a wood floor and then reapplying a finish. The process can include staining the wood and is technically complex, requiring skilled expertise. Cost considerations. While sanding and refinishing are more economical than replacing the floor, it's still costly, averaging $5 to $8 per square foot in Vancouver. Large areas can become expensive. Purpose. The main reason for sanding and refinishing is to restore the original beauty of the hardwood floor, especially if it has scratches, water damage, or fading. Historical context. Previously, all wood flooring required on-site staining and finishing as pre-finished products weren't available. Older finishes were less durable, necessitating frequent refinishing. Disadvantages and limitations. Durability of finish. On-site applied finishes, like Bona, are generally less durable than factory applied finishes, which use strong aluminum oxide and UV curing. Physical limitations. Not all hardwood floors can be sanded, especially floating floors. The floor must be nailed or glued down and have a thick enough wear layer. Style restrictions. Sanding and refinishing don't alter the physical appearance of the floor, such as the width of the boards. Trends in Vancouver are moving towards wider, longer boards, which sanding can't achieve. Recommendation. The article generally advises against sanding and refinishing, suggesting that purchasing new engineered flooring with wider planks might be a better investment for modernizing a home.